Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Bessie, talking to mothers and daughters around the world, literally around the world. So good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm winging it this morning without any script, without any notes, without any switchboard or anything that's coming together this morning. I hope that you can hear me out there. Just decided to restart my computer and see if that would boot it in. But I am on connected through the microphone, so I'm assuming that you can hear me. Cynthia, if you can hear me out there, text me, please. I would appreciate that. I don't know if she's on or not right now. But we're going to keep going. As soon as my computer boot up, we'll be on our way. Good morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. Just to get up and know that we are live, we have another opportunity to get it right, to make amends, talk to God. God, please, whatever we've done, forgive us. You know, and I use the phrase, can we just start all over again? That to me means everything. Can we just start all over again? You know? Okay, I got the text saying that you can hear me fine. All right, well, we'll go back in and see if we can get things going. As long as you can hear me, then we are good to go. I can't call on anyone to do the prayer. I can do the prayer too, but I'm just waiting. So if you just bear with me just a moment, my computer is doing its thing. I tell you, today where I'm at, usually it's cold, and today in the Carolinas, 70-some degrees. We've been having 70 and 80-degree weather. I feel like I was in Florida for the last few days, week or so. Absolutely wonderful weather. I think today I'm going to take me a drive, and if not today, tomorrow, go up into the mountains. And those of you that hear me say that know the story. It's been interesting week, week or two. There's just blessings coming from everywhere, and you know, going to talk about some of that today. Put a prayer up for this computer, guys. You know, it's doing its thing. Like, come on. And my thing is that, you know, you're constantly being challenged. You just have to just work through it. Everything was going fine. And then all of a sudden the switchboard wouldn't come on. So just a matter of just working with that. But I just want to say thank you guys for coming on. It to me, here we go, it's coming. It is a pleasure. I cannot do it without you. Just absolutely ready to take off. We got a lot of things coming ahead of us now that the breakthrough has really manifested. And I just thank God this morning for that. You know, think in your life, you know, I'm sure you've had a breakthrough in the last week or so. Let's focus on those things. Let's just focus on the breakthroughs. We're not going to talk about we can talk about it, but we're not going to focus on the journey because, you know, the journey is a part of the breakthrough, a part of the end result. And when you look back over it, it's almost like having a baby. You know, you go through the pain, but at the end, you look at the baby and you say, wow, you know, all of the other just doesn't matter because you're looking at the delivery of the child that that you went through the pain for. Just no comparison. Okay, here we go. I'm talking to myself, you guys, and I'm hoping that you're trying to get everything here together because I had to reboot my computer. I'm just keeping you abreast, not complaining or anything by any means because I don't want you to think that I'm out here just idle floating around in the air. I had to reboot my computer, and then everything has to come up, and it's doing its own thing at its own pace, but it's okay. We're not going anywhere. It's going to happen. It is going to happen right now. In the name of Jesus, it's going to happen. So we got a lot of good things going on. You know, it's like there was a major breakthrough that had to happen in order for the flood to, in order for, as they could say, the gates open up in order for us to move forward. I don't know why the switchboard is not acting right. My God. It really is not working for me today. Let me try another means here. Let's see if I can get on another way because I want to not be defeated. I'm determined I'm not going to be defeated here. Hold tight. Oh, my switchboard don't want to show me. I can't see who's on, so therefore, I'm at a loss here. With I won't be able to talk to anybody, and I don't want that to happen today. I definitely don't. I don't have time for that today. I'm going to do one or two things. I know. I'm trying to talk and type. This is crazy. But anyway, I wish I had Cynthia, Frida, someone on here that, you know, they could go ahead and talk while I'm doing this, but see, that's just not the way it works. So it just, I have to, obviously this is a good show, you guys, because otherwise we wouldn't be tempted. Yeah. So we're going to beat him at his own game. One second. I'm trying to go through my phone to see if I can do it that way and sign in. We're going to get there. Boy, anyway, we give it one more try and then I'm going to call, see what else I can do. Let me, today we're going to talk about, let me see where our subject is so that you all can be thinking about it. So when I come back, you have your thoughts together too as well. Today we're going to be talking about, I'll take you down here. What did God say to mothers and daughters? And you may say, well, where do I go with that conversation? What hit your spirit? What did God say to mothers and daughters? That's going to be our topic this morning. So think about that. We're going to come from a place of actually remembering what God said, you know. And the round tables is a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. And it's based on the word of God, you know, and the Holy Spirit. And it's coming from Ezekiel 16:44. God said, as is the mother, so is her daughter. So think about that. You know, what did God say to mothers and daughters? And I know sometimes you may say, what do you mean, what did he say? I don't know what he said. Well, you do know. We're going to talk about that. You're going to be able to pull that up. You're going to be able to pull it up in your memory. And you know you got the Holy Spirit in you. He says what? Just ask me, and I'll bring it back to your mind. We know what he said. Are we doing what he said? You know, that's the key. Because if we're doing what he said, then, you know, we'll get some of the results of what he said. Sometimes we just decide we're going to do it our way. And when we decide to do it our way, then that's what we get. We get what we want. And what we want is not always best, because we don't know the plan. We don't know what God has prepared for us. So therefore, we're not getting his very best. We're not getting his very best. We're getting the crumbs from the table, under the table. And that's not what God wants. He wants us to be at the table, eating the good. That's what he wants. And if we're doing anything or getting anything less than that, we're missing it somewhere, mothers and daughters. We really, really are. We're missing it. And that's not what he wants for us. Just about, I'm trying to figure out a way to go around the back. As my mother can say, go around the back door. Try to figure out another way to get in here to the switchboard. And the funny thing about it, on Saturday mornings, because we are on Saturday mornings, you can't really reach a person. You know, you got to send them an email, and they got to send an email back. So it just, by the time I do all of that, I can try to figure out another way to get in. And let's go here. We might be able to get in from this side. So we'll pray. But yeah, if we're not doing exactly what God wants us to do according to his will, then we are not getting what God has for us. We're not getting it. We're getting bits and pieces, crumbs. And as a child of God, you're not supposed to be getting crumbs. You're not supposed to get the crumb from the bread. You're supposed to get the whole biscuit, the whole pie, the whole thing, because that's what he wants for you. That's what he would have for you. So, I tried that the other morning. I am so sorry, you guys. I apologize. I really do. But you can't. Can't make it do what it doesn't do. Not doing it. It really upsets me this morning because I do not want this today. I want to talk, and I want to talk to everybody. That's what I want. But if I have to, I'll keep going. Okay. Wow. Thank God I got a backdoor in here. Let's see if we can get the studio on my phone. Yay. Wow. Praise God. Jesus. Wow. I couldn't get on the computer, but I got on through my phone. So now I can see the switchboard. I don't know what's going on as far as computer's concerned, but we're going to take this and we're going to go on anyway. So let's see what we have here. Cynthia, you have your cue on. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm fine. Whoa, I'm determined this morning. No, you're not. You are not going to interrupt my flow today. I'm not having it. No.
I like it.
I'm like, no. How dare you go come in here and my spirit said, use your phone. Pull it up on your phone. So that means there's something wrong, not with their system, but something wrong with probably my computer, because my computer really needs an update. It is definitely on its last leg, but I'm not going to complain about my little computer. It does what it does. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm absolutely awesome. Thank you so much. Just here reading God's word before the radio started. So I'm prepared, if you will, for this conversation and even the question that you have posed. So it is God is able, and He is real, and He keeps letting us know just how real He is. And when we allow Him to use us for His purpose, oh, come on now! I can preach right there.
Hold that preach, and I'll come back.
Yes,
to
ma'am.
You. I'm going to let you preach right there. Okay.
All right.
Let me get Frida on and get the prayer on, and we'll come back, because we kind of got to do a lot, like a little open dialogue today. You know, I wanted to do
that, and
both of you guys was gone. So I'm going to do some things, and then I'll come back on the second end, and we'll do an open dialogue.
Sounds good. All right, thank you.
I'll be back with you. Thank you. Good morning, Frida.
Wow. We're on.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, I was like, no, you don't. Not today. Not having it. So my spirit said, use your phone. I thought, I didn't think about that. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Just go on the phone and pull it up. So thank God for technology. And how are you doing today?
Oh, all is well. All is well.
All right. Can we get you to do the prayer for us this morning?
Yes, absolutely. Heavenly Father, we love you, we thank you, we honor you for life, because you are the breath of life, Lord. You said, let everything that have breath praise you, the name of the Lord. So we praise you today, we just honor you, we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for just the situation that happened, oh, Father God, that you get the glory from it in the name of Jesus, for perseverance, oh, God, that something, oh God, that we can all practice, oh Father God, to persevere, even when challenges and obstacles come, oh God, that we will continue to press, oh Father God, to be able to get the end result in our relationships, oh Father God, in everything that we do, oh Father God, that we will have that in our heart and in our mind for a positive end result that will glorify the Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God, for the word coming forth, oh, Father God, for your chosen vessel, Father God, chosen for this day and this hour, God. We thank you, God, for life that you're going to give us, and, oh, God, abundant life. We thank you, God, for a sharp word, oh, Father God, that would change, oh, God, the course, oh, Father God, as we are entering into multiple breakthroughs, oh, God, collectively, oh, God, and individually, oh, God. We claim it, oh, Father God. We thank you for it. We walk in it, oh, God. We take it by force, oh, Father God. And we love you today for what you're doing and then throughout the world, in the community, in every mother and daughter relationship. We give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'll get back with you in a little bit. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for Cynthia, and I thank you for Frida, that you've put us all together to listen to what you say, and the other women that come in and out of our lives at different points that help us with different assignments that you placed into our hearts. So, you know, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't be an island. We're not going to do this by ourselves. We're going to listen to what you say and do accordingly. You know, we all have a ministry. We all have what you've asked us to do, and we want to pay attention to what our purpose is and our design that you have put forth before us. It is amazing, mothers and daughters out there, you know, each of you have a ministry. You know, we all are here for a purpose. And some people say, I've heard someone say last week, you know, I'm not a minister. And I think sometimes we get that just so mixed up. I just believe that we all are here. We have to be. We're all ministering spirits. This is how God reached each other. He reached each of us through the ministering spirits of someone else. Now, that's just my take on it. That's the way I look at it because, I mean, you know, spirit, we can't see the spirit. We can feel the spirit, but we can't see it. It's just like the wind. We can't see the wind, but we can feel the wind. And everything has a purpose. Everything, the wind, the sun, the moon, the elements, the whole planet, the grass, everything, the animals, the fish, the sea, everything was designed to come together for the good of God's glory. He had a plan when this thing was created. He had a plan, and just think about it. You know, I think sometimes when I look at it and I say, God, man, I tell you, man, it's amazing when you think about it, that every little thing, even down to the ant, just a little, now that's the smallest thing I can remember that I know of. Now, it might be something smaller than the ant. I'm not sure. But just say from the smallest thing, like the ant, the insect, then you look at the biggest thing, what would that be, an elephant or the tallest, a giraffe. Everything had a name. Everything has a purpose. Everything supports each other. It's the same with us. We have a purpose, and we have got to get onto that purpose. We have got to pay attention to our individual assignment, because what's happening, we are so busy paying attention to someone else's assignments, we forget our own. We got to pay attention. So when we're talking today, we're looking at, you know, let's go now here. What did God say to mothers and daughters? What did God say? He said, I don't know what he said to mothers and daughters. Well, you are a daughter. What did he say to you? That's what he said. It's not so much about what he said to Dr. Bessie. It's not about that for you. For you, it's about what did he say for you to do? What did he say to mothers and daughters? You either a mother or a daughter, or you're playing both roles. If you are a woman, you're playing one or two of these roles. So he spoke to you. So get out your pen, your paper, your favorite drink, as I could say, relax, text someone, tell them to get on. We're on the round table. We're talking. I see you out there. I appreciate you for being on this morning. I thank you so very much. We have the topic this morning that will touch mothers and daughters around the world. You know, and I know you're listening and you're writing. And I know, I'm telling you, this last week has just been absolutely a wonderful, wonderful week as far as the ministry and the communications and the connections. And I have a testimony today that I'm going to share that's a major breakthrough for this ministry. You know, it's amazing. You never know how it's going to come, and you never know what it's going to be, but you know it when it happens. You know when it happens. And when it happened, you were like, oh, Lord, thank you. I'm just saying, Lord, thank you. Because you know you've been waiting. You know it was coming. You know? So that's good news. I want to encourage everybody to go and look. Go to mdbn.org. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. And to look at the book, and I encourage you to please click now and to purchase the book and read it. Good news, God speaks to mothers and daughters. You know, and it can be purchased on my website, my personal website, drbessie.org, drbessiefletcher.org, or mdbn.org. And, of course, you can get it at any of the Amazon, Barnes & Noble's bookstores around the world. It is literally around the world at any bookstore. So it is published by Lael Agency. You can go check that out. It's LaelAgency.com. I got one of the most amazing report from a lady that got the book and read the book nonstop, and she called me and we talked for 3 hours, and she literally got it. I mean, she got what God told me while I was writing the book. I knew it was the most amazing. So I said, I need you to write that up. This is my front runner for the book. I'm telling you, she got it. And it's just, and what I like about it is that this particular lady, she writes for other people. So that in itself said, you know, it spoke to my spirit and to my little, well, is it good? Is it what? You know what? Yeah. And I had to just let it go and say, God, you know what? Here it is. I give it back to you. You asked me to write it down. I wrote it down. Now I'm giving it back to you. And then he confirmed it and had her call me. And that was a breakthrough for me. Because, you know, I speak, I talk, I communicate with people verbally. And so when it comes to writing sometimes, you know, that's not where my highest level of confidence is. But I knew I didn't write the book. And when she told me, I knew God was saying, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And that to me, I'm telling you, I did a little shout right in here. I said, thank you, God. You know I needed that because he knows that I have appointments and I have invitations to go out and speak, and that I needed that built, that little boost right there to let me know you've done okay. He told me, and I heard him, he had to send. He had to speak through someone to let me know on the human part of this earth, someone he knew that I would respect. Someone he knew that I know it made sense. One of his own daughters that knew him well. And when she said what God said to me when I was writing the book, I knew it was God. So I'm okay with it. Let the world have the experience. It's not about me. It's about God. And the one thing she said was, because I know your voice, because I've talked to you, I heard your voice, but none of you were there. And that's the key. It was all about God. That, to me, was the major breakthrough. So anyway, there you go. Appreciate it. We are going this morning. I just wanted to tell you that as we move forward. You can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. A stimulating topic today is, what did God say to mothers and daughters? You know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about trusting the Holy Spirit and knowing that through the Holy Spirit, who is sent to comfort us, to walk with us, to talk with us, to remind us of the things that God said, then, you know, that's how we get it from day to day. And just imagine, mothers and daughters, those of you that are Christians, the ones that have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the ones that have accepted the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, you know, just imagine mothers and daughters that are out there without that protection, without hope, that spirit to hold on to. Can you imagine? Because, you know, before we got saved, just go back to that point in time, and you can remember the times when it was difficult. That's how we got saved, really. We got so tired and of the battle back and forth in the world, we just decided, shoot, man, Lord, I need some help. Where are you, God? Can you help me? You know, and then we were, you know, I need to give my life to the Lord because this is crazy out here. So, you know, trust in the Holy Spirit. You really means, you know, it's not so much that I trust the Holy Spirit, but you got to be able to talk to him. You got to talk to him. He will talk back to you. It's a conversation. It's a relationship that that you build. And then you build, as you build that conversation and as you talk to the Holy Spirit, meaning, you know, and the Holy Spirit is not a separate person from God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. So when you're talking to the Holy Spirit, you're not talking to someone separate from God. God says, I'm going to send my Spirit in you so that what? When you're talking to Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is one. So it gets kind of tricky sometimes for people, and a lot of times, you know, it took me a while to kind of get my head wrapped around it because I want to talk to Jesus, then I want to talk to the Father, and then I want to talk to the Holy Spirit. And it just seemed like, in a way, the way we are taught in a lot of ways, it's like three different people. They say it's the Trinity, three different people. No, it's just one. And Jesus is the Godhead. So it's just one. So if you're talking to Jesus, you're going to hit both, all the other two. If you're talking to God, you're going to hit the other two. If you're talking to the Holy Spirit, it's all one. That's why Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father, to let you know I'm not separate from him. So when you talk to me, you're talking to the Father. You can't get to the Father except through me because I am that I am. I am the Father. Get it? So when you're talking to Jesus, you're talking to the Father. And the Holy Spirit just comes in and do the soothing and the comforting and bring the peace and the joy and the happiness and the love that you need, that no matter what's going on around you, he will hold you and wrap you and keep you in a perfect peace so that you can get through that storm and get on the other side of it. And once you get on the other side of it, you go, man, that was something. Thank you, Lord. I made it on the other side. And then you keep going. Doesn't mean there's not another storm, but it will never touch you. It will never bring harm to you. No matter what you go through, you can know that if you rest in that Holy Spirit, you will be protected. You don't have to worry about it. So last week we talked about the test, mother's test of faith as she trusts God. And, you know, I mentioned the fact that, you know, even our own Cynthia Oliver had to go through these steps. And as my daughter and I were praying and holding and standing for Cynthia, you know, I saw these words. I saw these, the faith, you know, having the faith, trusting God, because, and I let Cynthia talk for herself, but it kind of got kind of crazy in there. One minute is this and the next minute is that. And, you know, and if you didn't have faith, if you didn't trust God, you could lose it in the midst of man going back and forth because, you know, they're practicing. They're trying to discover, well, what is it? Well, is it this? Is it that? No, well, maybe it's this. Well, let's go back and get another test. Let's go over here and do that. But in the meantime, you've got to be in that circle of faith. You got to be where you know that you know that you know. No matter what they are doing, I'm okay. I'm okay. So that's the test. The test is to see if you would stand. Now, I was talking to someone else, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, God have left some people. He would leave. And I said to myself when I heard it, I said, oh, that's not true. God would never leave anybody. Well, you know, I don't know it much myself, so I'm learning. I said, no. But he brought it to, you know, he showed the Bible verse. I have it written down in some of my notes here, but I'm not going to go find that. But it was Hezekiah. And he said, well, you know, I looked to the left, looked to the right, and God was gone. It's like, you know, I couldn't feel him. I'm like, where are you, God? And I thought about that. Sometimes when we're going through, you know, it's just like nothing. Like, you know he's there, but there's a stillness, but yet there's no movement. And you're like, God, where are you? Do you see what I'm going through? And it said there that he told Hezekiah, he said, I stepped aside or left just to watch you and to see your heart, to see how you would respond, what you would do in that situation. And I thought, you know, now that we're in the New Testament, we're under Jesus, I wonder if God's doing that to us in some case. Just sit back and see. I just want to see what they're going to do. Are they going to hold on to what I told them? Are they going to believe me? Are they going to do Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24? Are you going to trust me? Let me see. To me, that is in the midst of the storm. But you know that you know in your heart that you're going to be okay. You know that in your heart, no matter what's going on around you. And that's what he's looking at. Cynthia, you trust me. You know, don't worry about it. No matter what they say. Bessie, you trust me. Don't worry about it. No matter what they say. Just keep going. Just keep going. What did God say to you, mothers and daughters? Just stop and ask yourself, what did he say? He said exactly what Jesus said. That was the whole purpose of Jesus coming, to show up, to teach us how to live life here on the earth, to tell us what God's will for our life, because somewhere along the line it got confused and people were not doing the will of God and getting too far off. And then a couple of times, you know, he says, you know what, I'm just going to wipe them all off the earth and then I'm going to start all over again. 8 people. Can you imagine if I could just find one person that would believe in me? Here's Noah. Now, I'm going to let you take your family. He's just looking to see if we're going to trust him. And if and when we follow those instructions that Jesus taught us, we get the final results. We get what God has intended for us. Now, this is something right here, and then I'm going to open up. This is something that came to me last week, and I wrote it down. And it says, what did God say to and about mothers and daughters? I don't know where I used this, but probably somewhere in some of the speaking engagements. It says, you know, it's amazing when we as mothers and daughters pray and we ask God for something. What do we do while we wait? Do we pray over and over again? Do we wonder if he said something and we missed it? Do we go back and forth through our intra-conversations, searching and questioning? Did he answer me? As we scream out, God, can you hear me? Do you know that I'm talking to you? I need some answers. Will you please answer me? Where are you, God? Well, he has written it down. Just in case you didn't hear him, just in case you missed his voice, he wrote a message to those mothers and daughters who have been asking the question, what do I do now, God? How do I handle the situation with my daughter? How do I handle the situation with my mother? Where are you, God? Are you seeing what's going on with my daughter? Are you seeing what's going on with my mother? I need your help. Can you please help me, God? Now he has answered some of your mother and daughter questions. And those answers are in his book. His book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. And that's what he told me last week. Yeah, write that down. Because we are asking the question. We are wondering, did he hear us? God always talked to you. He always hears you. And he's always listening to you. The question is, are you listening to him? Are you listening to him? And that takes me back to Psalms 46:10, where he says, be still and know that I am God. And in that stillness, that's when the miracles happen. That's when things are released. Because when we are battling with our conversations and battling with the fights of life, where our body has to be exposed into the earthly realm, there's a little something, and I always look at it, it's like you're talking to God and you're waiting for an answer, and you walk from your kitchen to your bedroom. And sometimes when you're walking, there's a second or so there that you're not thinking about anything. It's a stillness. And then all of a sudden, God will speak to you. He always speaks when there's that little time in between. When you're not thinking, it's just like a little silence. He will speak to you. So if we learn to use Jesus' example, like the woman at the well, he kneeled down, got from under the storm, to listen, to hear, because he knows, I cannot hear God with all this talking. I cannot hear God with people talking back and forth. I cannot hear God. So in the meantime, how do we get what we need? It's like we have to be still. We have to know that he's God, and we have to go to him and him only, no matter what humans say. Man don't know your answers. And like the lady told me yesterday, she said, she told some people, she said, how you know the plans for my life? You don't know the plans for my life. Only God knows the plan for each of our lives. Trust God. He said, trust no man. Man will deceive you. Trust God. Have your faith in God. And what God tells you to do, just like Jesus, I do and I say what God tells me to do. And that's what we have to do, mothers and daughters. Otherwise, we'll be pleasing man and we'll get off track. And that is not God, and he's nowhere in it. So that's my take on it. You got to have faith. You got to believe in order to go through. So I'm going to go to Cynthia here, open it up. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning again, Dr. Fletcher.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said what I wanted to open up the dialogue with is that, you know, your experience, I saw God's hand move, and I saw your faith, and I saw how you came through your transition. And I just want to say, you know, I thank God for that, because when I see God move in someone else's life, it just gives me hope. And go ahead. You could open up your dialogue.
Okay. For those, the audience, I was hospitalized just out of nowhere, minding my own business, and come to find out that I needed my gallbladder removed. And in the interim, I had some complications with regards to complications according to the doctors. I was never in distress, but according to the doctors, if they did not do this procedure, that I would still be sick on top of the surgery. So I went to the OR three times, three different days back to back. And where the trust comes in, when I was in my 20s, I was an X-ray tech. I was an X-ray tech for 13 and a half years. But one of my first cases when I graduated was one of the procedures that I had to have in the hospital this time. It's called an ERCP. Well, long story short, the patient on the table coded and died. So I had to go to this procedure twice, 2 days back to back, with that in the back of my mind. And every time they would come to get me, to wheel me down to the OR, I would simply say, I will live and not die according to the word of God. I have faith and not fear. I choose faith over fear. So that's what got me through that week up in the hospital. And I would send my husband and my sister home. They wanted to stay with me, but I would send them home because I needed to just hear the word. When they're there, they want to watch all kind of crazy stuff on TV. I was there for a week just listening to Star and TBN, just listening to the word, just laying there soaking the word up. And what settled me down in the hospital, I had told my husband to bring my computer and my books. And when I heard this, I think it was Wednesday night, that God goes before you and prepare a place for you to rest. I needed to rest. And all of that I went through and all of the procedures, I needed to just rest and just hear the word of God to refresh. I needed to be strengthened in God. And because we're getting ready for, I think we're coming up on what God's grace, I really do believe that he is going to show up and show out. And he is already showing that in our lives. Dr. Fletcher can attest. Frida can attest. This morning, Dr. Fletcher, he led me to Isaiah 61:1. The spirit of the servant Lord is upon us, you and me, because the Lord has appointed me, it says, to bring the good news to the poor. We're talking about the poor in spirit. Now, Dr. Fletcher asked us, what did God say to you? He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce that the captives will, he said, be released and the prisoners will be freed. Dr. Fletcher, God has told you to bring the good news, your book. What's the name of your book?
Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters.
And I saw that chapter of verse 1 for you, verse 2 for me, because that's exactly what I do. I bring the good news to the prisoners. I go into the prisoners' callers every week. Or if I'm not in a prison, I'm in a residential treatment, which is another sense of a prison, if you will, to bring the good news. And then I saw Frida in this, where working with the generation in verse 3, to all who mourns in Israel, he will give beautiful ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of despair. The Lord has planted them. I'm talking about mothers now. And that's what I inserted from that's what I felt the Holy Spirit was saying. Strong and graceful. Graceful, like strong and grateful oaks for his own glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities along the way, destroyed. Mothers will revive them through and have for those who have been empty for many generations. Free to deal with the children, the generations. I saw all three of us in Isaiah 61 this morning, just the first three chapters. That's what God has said to you and I and Frida. He has given us a purpose. He has given us a task to do, if you will, concerning his people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just, when I read that, I was like, Daddy, I'm done. And when you came on the radio, and gave your topic, and when you came back, because I was kind of confused at first, and when you came back and you said exactly what that meant, what did he tell you? He has given each one of us a purpose to feed the poor, and that's the poor in spirit. He's not talking about mm-hmm. food. He's talking about the poor in spirit. He's not talking about the poor in the physical. He's talking about the poor in spirit, that they mm-hmm. can be free, that they can be mm-hmm. revived, that they can have mm-hmm. beauty for ashes. All of the artwork that Frida does with these kids is beauty for ashes. And I'm going to leave it right there mm-hmm. because I want Frida to be able to come in and speak. Because God is real, and he keeps showing us how real he is, Dr. Fletcher. People will have to know our story to know how real God is in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring Frida in, because I really want to hear what she has to say.
You don't have to ask me that. You know the structure of this show. But let me say this. I want to keep going. We got it. I had a thought there. I was going to say something to follow up. Oh, my God. Anyway, I was going to follow up on something you just said because of it'll come back to me. I'm going to add something to that. But God has a purpose for us. He has a purpose that we have to really identify with, because if we don't identify with the purpose, then we're going to be running around aimlessly doing something that he has not put in our life to do. Now, my thing is that when he put you together, remember about a month ago, I came on and you were on and I really broke because God was saying to me, And saying to tell them, wherever I place them, don't move. Don't let nobody talk you off of that. Don't change your mind. You stay right there. And there is where you're going to find the blessing. Don't leave that spot. So, yes, thank you for sharing that, Cynthia. Therefore, you know, whatever it is that you're asked to do, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do that in order to see the blessings. We're not getting younger. We are moving on in life. We are getting closer to the mark. We're getting close to going back home. So in order to do that, we have got to find out what are we here for and why are we placed in a circle together. Think about it. What did he say to you? Good morning, Frida. Hello?
I'll mute myself.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I was on mute, and when you said hello and hello, hello, I unmuted.
Okay. I didn't know. What's your take on it? I didn't know if you was. Did you hear us?
Yes, I did hear you. I heard Cynthia in her comments and the scripture where God had, you know, led her to, and we're walking it out. Like Cynthia said, no one really knows the press, which I was talking about before with like the olive, the press. And the perseverance to stay the course, because there's so many, there might be a distraction or might be whatever that it might be in the situation, but it's so fulfilling when you're able to, it's beyond a job, so to speak. It's something that comes natural to you. It's your passion. And so she was talking about, somebody was talking about the children and Dr. Fletcher. It's like doors are opening more so beyond than just a career, so to speak. And I wasn't on yesterday as a result of just driving and then just turn another station. Within 2 minutes, they talked about Girls' Day Out. Wrote the information on a envelope while I was driving, and here I am last week. And prior to that, just spending so much time, as I haven't been on with my goddaughter, the guy that blessed me with, and we're doing gardening, things that I've never done before. Because when you work in a school environment, they always discourage you about bringing children over to your home is a fine line. So I've always been the spiritual mother, teacher in the community as far as with the school. But now it's like, oh, my God, cooking with and showing her how to make different things from scratch. And who would have ever known that out of all the people that she loves to garden? So we're out gardening. We go to a beautiful event. Yeah, last week it was a ministry called Esther, and they asked to bring toiletries for single women who have children. So she's having the opportunity, and myself, to be able to sew it to give to someone else. This is where this is going to. And it was just absolutely phenomenal just to be able to see over 400 to 500 mothers and daughters under one umbrella with the screening. I had an opportunity to get the glucose and blood pressure, and we did manicures together, sitting there to my left, and we having our nails and getting done and the massages. It was just wonderful. So I say all that just to say that even though, you know, it was a long wait, and felt like maybe like I was the Shulamite woman with the empty jars, he slowly, in his own time, began to fill the jars. And now I have want to be able to implement that, what I saw. I'm about ready to go to a prayer breakfast with a lady. But anyway, that has a passion and shared the same thing that God had laid on her heart. So I'm about ready to meet her within a couple of minutes. So he's just bringing us all together. And I just praise God for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, the key is that we have to know that patience is the key. Patience is the key. And sometimes we don't allow ourselves to just be still. And when it happens, I'm going to open it up and bring Cynthia. Okay, Cynthia, it's a three-way. Sometimes we have to allow, he comes when we least expect. Now, the one thing that you could say, that weekend, you had no idea that God was showing up and we were coming together for you and you alone. See, that's why we have to just always be ready, because you never know when he's going to show up, and he showed up and brought your daughter. And who would ever know? We could have never calculated. We could have never predicted it. We would have never known. But in the still, when you least expect, he shows up. That's my take on it. Cynthia, you got anything you want to add to that?
Pretty much everything has been said. When we just, like you said, it comes with steadfastness. You got to stand, and you got to know that God has given me this to do. And you and I in freedom, we say all the time, we have met and we say, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Program Week is what I do. The good news to mothers and daughters is what you do. Bringing children to the place of beauty instead of ashes is what Frida does. And no matter what it is that other people want us to do, we know that we're not going anywhere. Because God has called us. He has mandated us to do what he's asked us to do. And we're so convinced, we say all the time, we ain't going nowhere. Where is it for us to go? Yeah, we've come under one umbrella to serve mothers and daughters in the capacity God has called us to do. And we're in it for the steadfastness, because God has given us beauty for ashes in order that we can bring others beauty for ashes. the good news, the mm-hmm. word of God is where it all starts. And all of our programs is focused around the word of God and what God has to say about these matters. It ain't what Cynthia and Bessie and Frida has to say. It's what the Lord has said and shared with us to give to his people. And that's what I love about all three of us. We bring the news, the good news, according to the word of God. We don't make it about us because it ain't about us. It's about what he would have us do for his people. Thank you for allowing me to share. Mm-hmm.
Now, well, I have a testimony. We're running a little bit over, but I'm going to go ahead. It'll keep recording right now. I wanted to do a testimony because, I can attest that from the time God picked me up from Florida and brought me back to North Carolina, and I was questioning, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, go take care of your father. And most of you out there know the story. I came back. I had 9 beautiful months with Dad, and then he passed. And then I was like, God, what do I do now? And he told me to be still, placed me in a place, and gave me some assignments. The book was just one of those assignments. I'm going to put y'all on mute because I can hear some background. I don't want to get on the recording. So the book was just one of the assignments. But there was a couple other assignments that, God asked me to do. And that was between us. But along the way, for 1 year, up to next month will be 1 year, something happened to my car. And I said, Lord, you know the car is not running. You know I need to get around. I'm trying to figure out why you won't let the car run. And so God would not. I'm okay. I took that car to 4 different specialists that specialize in that particular car. And when I did that, everybody told me the same thing. They kept saying, oh, it's the engine. You're going to need an engine. And $5,600, $3,700, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was just all kind of things all over the place. And I would bring the car back, and I'd set the car. But I looked at my car, and I said, oh, we got some long road to travel. It's not over. And I'd go in and out of the garage, and I'd look at that car and say, oh, we got more road. And I'd put hands on that car and say, no, we're going to be doing some traveling. And I look at every roadblock this year, everything I tried to plan to that would take me on a journey, it was intercepted. I couldn't figure out why. I mean, it would be right to the moment. Even when I was coming to the Butterfly Award last year, and my girlfriend, I said, okay, it looked like I was about to make it. My girlfriend died. And her daughter said, what'd you do? Well, I know I had to go to the funeral. I mean, she's one of my oldest girlfriends, and sort of like a mother to me. And so they asked me to do the eulogy. I missed it. I planned to go on another trip up to New York. Something came up. It's like nothing. God was not going to allow me to go anywhere but be still. And I didn't get all of it because when you're going through the journey, you don't get all of it. You know that something is there, but you don't blame God. You're like, what is it? Well, I'm going to tell you, I've had so many things. We got things. Cynthia and I worked very, very hard putting together programs for training and this and that and the other. I said, okay, God, here we go now. We're ready. But it wasn't until that book, the first book came out, and it missed something on the cover. Angie adjusted it. We looked at it. We tweaked whatever needed to be tweaked. And that was just the one to the draft kind of a book. We sent it back. But when those books came back in my hand, and I prayed over them and dedicated them to God, and ask them to anoint those books before we send them out. Because remember, those books are not about me. It wasn't until the next day God said, now take your car to Phil, and he'll fix your car. Now, Phil works on my car type. Phil hasn't worked on a car for me since 1990s when I had my first car. This is one just like that one. I looked up Phil, found Phil, took my car to Phil on Thursday of last week. And when I went there, I said to him, we rejoice and reconnect. And I said, Phil, God told me to bring my car to you and that you would fix it. I didn't tell him anything about the four other people who told me, ma'am, I've been in business for 29, 30 years, and I have done this, and you're going to tell me it's not the engine? Because I knew it wasn't the engine. I've driven that car all these years. I know that car. And plus, I asked God, I said, God, am I crazy? I'm driving the car, and they said the engine is gone. I know I'm not crazy. Tell me what's wrong with the car. And God said, it's not your engine. It's a tune-up. But everyone I told it was a tune-up, they would not pay me any attention. They would not listen to me, and they would say, ma'am, it'd be easy. If something in the engine gone wrong, it'd be easy to pull that engine out and plop another one in, and it'll just be easy to do this, that, and the other. And I said, thank you very much. Here I am dragging my grandson, dragging my daughter, everybody following me just in case so the car wouldn't stop and I'm stranded on the side of the road. They're following me around, and I could tell they were getting weak. Bear with me right here. This is going, I'm going somewhere with this. And I could tell they were getting weak, you know, and they were like, well, you know, like, you know, want to say, nah, nah, you know, and if everybody's saying that, you know, it might be true. But when I took my car to Phil, because I knew what God had told me, and I believed him, and I knew nothing was wrong with my car except a tune-up. And when I took my car to Phil, I didn't tell him anything about what anybody else said. I just said, God said to bring my car to you and that you would fix it. He said, well, you know, he's just that kind of guy. He said, we go at it. Sometimes we go back and forth, but he's just like that. He said, leave it here and we'll see. This was on Thursday. On Friday, Angie and I was riding around, running some errands, and Phil called. And I put him on speaker. And he says, Desi? He said, this is Phil. He said, come on and pick your car ready. I was like relieved because I thought, wow, I'm not crazy for a whole year. That's why I say you have to trust God. I don't care what people say. I don't pay nobody any attention. If God didn't tell me, I don't care. Take it any way you want to. I am not going to do what you asked me to do if God didn't tell me to do it. And I stood. Angie got so twisted around. She was so shocked. Her mouth was open, and she pulled in a parking lot. I didn't know what she was doing. And then she turned, and she went someplace. I said, what do you know? She said, Mama, I got so unnerved. She said, I have to confess. I said, what? She said, I was believing, and I was standing with you. She said, but I got a little weak. She said, because I thought, well, Lord, if everybody is saying it, she said, but you stood, Mama. She said, no matter what they told you, you told them no. It's a tune-up, and you stood, and for a year I didn't have a car. It blocked me, but God said, now you are open, you are ready to go. You finished the assignment. I'm telling you, when I drove out of that place with my car, Angie said she looked back and she said, Lord, thank you. It's not about the car, but yet it is, but it's about trusting God. He wanted to see if I was going to be still and do what he asked me to do. I finished all three projects. The moment I got in that car and drove off, I felt like a teenager that had just gotten a driver's license and was driving in the car by themselves for the first time. I was praising God and I thanked him. I said, God, you told me, I believe, and I stood. Do you know, people started calling me, Dr. Fletcher, we need you to come here.
Dr. Fletcher, send me the thing about your book. Dr. Fletcher, the floodgates open up. So many opportunities happened this week. I just got the car on Monday. No, I got it on Tuesday. And the phones have been ringing because he says, now it's time. So that's my testimony. 1 year, I have been driving since I was 8 years old. I know a lot of you can't figure that out, but in the country, we do that. And at my age now, I'm telling you, I've never been without transportation. I couldn't even understand it. Now it's like something lifted off of my shoulders. It's like the gates open up. And he says, now you're free to go. And the calls came in. So that's my testimony. Things are happening like you wouldn't believe. All the things that we said, even the classes that Cynthia and I put together, it seemed like everything was going wrong with the board and the this and the that. And I said, Lord, it's too much going on over there. I'm just going to let them get themselves together. What happened? On Thursday, the gentleman called, Dr. Fletcher, can you send that flyer back to me and we can change the date and the time on it and the place so we can go ahead and implement that? It's all about timing. It's all about trusting God. So I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to take a drive up to the mountains and go see our people, Cynthia and Freedia. Y'all know who they are. We're going to see my people up in the mountains. I'm going to spend some time up there. I am free to go wherever. And that's because I trust God, and God trusts me. So that's my take on it. Have a good weekend. Just realize if God told you to do something, listen to him. Just wait. It's coming. Trust me, it is coming. Opportunities just from getting in that car, just from believing it. And all of a sudden, God knew Phil. I haven't seen Phil since the 90s. We're trying to remember when the last time we saw. It's been so long, but yet it wasn't that long because he said, there's no way it's been that long. Didn't I see you last year? I'm like, no, you didn't see me. You see, it all came together, and he was the one. Fixed it like brand new. So that's my testimony. I wanted to give it today. I wanted to give God the praise and the glory. And we're going to see you, and you're going to see us this year, mothers and daughters traveling around the world. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Just give God the glory. And whatever he asks you to do, that it will happen. He'll bring you through, and he will give you what you ask if you believe. Thank you. Have a good day. God bless you.